Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat? This new show is unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable, as Dr. Pat brings mind-blowing news conversations with top world thought leaders, unleashed like never heard before. Conversations covering leading-edge and headline-worthy topics, from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality, surviving to thriving. Dr. Pat is powered up, and you don't want to miss it. Think authentic and spontaneous, fun no matter what. Power Up Radio starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Power Up Radio. Thank you, Nick Johnson, for that song that you wrote way back in the day when you were part of our team. And Nick, of course, has gone on to amazing things, and we thank him for his music. It's awesome. Awesome song. Someday I'll play the whole version of that song. It's really kind of cool. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of Power Up Radio. And we are going to be doing quite a few of these. Question mark today. Are we really in a revolution, or is it same old, same old? Phone lines are open. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. And we'd love to hear your questions and comments. Today, what we're covering is today's first day. And it's the first day of what? Well, it is the first day, or the kickoff of, if for those of you out there, it's a kickup of Democratic National Convention. That's today. So the question mark really does become, some people say it's a revolution. Other people say not really much different going on. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner political self. Haven't really been an inner political activist in the way that one would look at people in that arena, but it doesn't mean I'm not without looking at things that are important to me. And so today the question mark is, and just for those of you out there that are asking, are we going to be covering what's going on in other parties? Yes, we will. We're going to do a same show for the Republican convention. And then there are some independent folks that are out there. We're going to do our best to cover those. So that takes care of that question. The question mark really, though, for me is, as I look at things, so first of all, I'm really struck by, and I shared this earlier today, I'm really struck by the events that happened in Cincinnati over the weekend. I don't think we take enough time to really stop and think about what are people really feeling out there. You know, what is it that causes gun violence to the tune or to the level of what we saw? For me, I wonder about that, but I grew up in New York City, so I don't know how much I really wonder about it. I wonder if I've become more sensitized or desensitized to it. I wonder if it's because I've seen people in my life at a very young age die. I remember walking through Central Park. I must have been in junior high school, something like that, and walking through Central Park and watch my friend or one of the people that was with us get stabbed to death. But I don't know. I don't know if it's that. Or I'm at that place in my life where I'm paying attention to the details. And so I am paying attention to the details. So let's talk about the convention if we could, and let's talk about what's happening. So one of the things that I looked at right away is I'm looking at what is the theme for this upcoming powerhouse of people that are getting together to represent the Democratic Party. And that starts today. And it's a powerhouse group of people, just like it's going to be a powerhouse group of people. You get together for the Republican Party and anybody else that comes together. But what is it about this that we're seeing now for the first time? Last week, I spent two shows talking about Vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. And we talked about a lot of things. We especially talked about the fact that I've got a new acronym for the word nasty, and I don't think I'm new in this arena, but we've talked about what the expression is or what's happening when you step out in the world and what it looks like when you are somebody like a Kamala Harris that, you know, if you're a successful man or woman, doesn't matter who you are, if you're a successful at that level, there are going to be things that people will hang on to that you've done really well and things that they'd like to see you do better. But that's not what the convention's about today. That's what I'm talking about. So the party starts. And so I had a little play on words. The party starts. And the platform starts. There's a whole bunch of things that are going on throughout the day. You could participate in training. You can participate in how to get involved. But there is a schedule of events, right? There's even an interfaith welcome service, right? That happened yesterday. But what can we tune into? So let's talk about this. So when the event starts, we're going to have out there people that are going to come to the table and they are going to be speaking. And so what happens when that starts? Are you going to be able to hear from, I don't know, Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Are you going to be able to hear from Governor Andrew Cuomo? Are you going to be able to hear from Senator Amy Klobuchar? Here's the thing. Do you even want to hear from these people? Well, how about the popular write-in candidate for Vice President Michelle Obama? Popular write-in. Right, they send you all these polls, right down the list. But what are folks going to be talking about? So starts out, I guess, at 9 p.m. And there's like this calendar of event. And you could watch the live stream, or you could, you know, watch it on your television, or you could record it on your television. What do we know about the theme? Okay. The soul. The soul. S-O-U-L. Soul. So we're talking about a major theme of the Biden campaign, the soul. So I'm going to be interested in hearing what that means. I'm going to be interested in hearing what people say about things. But what is the soul? What does that come to mean for me? I'll tell you what it comes to mean for me. So there are some things in my life I look back on in preparation for today, but I went back and took a look and I started to think about if I were any one of these folks, what would be the number one thing on my radar? What would be the thing that I would talk about? I'll tell you the one thing that all of us are going to be hyper-vigilant about is any one of these people that steps up, that is not going to come to the table and talk facts and truth. That's going to be the number one thing on the radar, because, you know, you can't criticize somebody else if your own house is not clean. So I'm going to look for that. But of course, never really know what the truth is until you know what the truth is. But who has got my attention that I want to hear more from? I absolutely want to hear more from Amy Klobuchar. So tonight, when these folks either speak or live stream, right, when you see what's happening and you take a look at how this is going to roll out, and you take a look at Senator Bernie Sanders later on tonight and Michelle Obama, right, I'm going to be looking for something that is important to me. Are you going to be looking for it? And this is something that I watched my mom and dad grow up with, is that I come from a family that represents both of the major parties. My dad, yep, Republican, true and true. My mom, Democrat, true and true. But I think my mom, if she were alive today, my stepmom, I kind of feel she might be more independent. I don't know. I can't speak for her, but she'll let me know later what she's thinking. But what I want to hear today, I hope, is what no one really talked about in the last election. Are people going to be united? See, that's the question, united. So this acronym for NASTY that I thought about had to be about nonviolent, right? Activist, because activist means you believe in something, going to do something about it, right? Standing together. So nonviolent activists standing together, standing, right? Together, united. Not you, like UN, but Y-O-U, you. And why am I focusing on that? Because personally, doesn't matter where you fall. If you're not going to get in the game and vote, then there's a chance that you will end up on one side or the other of indecision. So a bunch of years ago, we did a campaign called I Pledge to Vote. And I will say to everybody out there, this is important. But what are we going to look for from people? When Bernie gets up, Bernie, I mean, how do we even get to call a senator Bernie and feel like we've known this man most of our lives? How do we even do that? Because that's who Bernie Sanders is. So can Bernie do something this year that he didn't do 4 years ago or 3 years ago? Will he come forward and attempt to unite the party? Will he stand behind the principles that he believes in, right? And some people think he didn't do this last time. Some people think that way too long to come out in support of Hillary Clinton, right? A lot of people think that. So what can we expect? Can we expect to have people united? Clearly, when we look at the Republican Party, people are united as far as I can tell, but more to be revealed. But are they going to talk about what is important to people like you and me? Are they going to talk about the fact that voting is going to be a denied freedom to a lot of people? So this morning, I was talking about the fact that jokingly in Washington State, we were driving and I said to Linda, hey, there's our ballot box, because we just had election. So I said, there's our ballot box. You actually drive and you could drive up to the box and put your ballot in. So this morning I find out, and it was an interesting thought. I heard that there is, and I have to look it up. There is either a bill or something that I believe it's Kamala Harris's is one of the people that announced drive-through voting. Drive-through. Like drive-through fast foods, right? What a brilliant idea. And I started to think about this. And I started to think, well, wait a minute. How might this happen? So I started to play this out like in my mind. And I started to think, well, wait a minute. What if on that day, all of the drive-through fast food places, instead of having drive through and having people that normally serve you food, what if those were converted to voting booths? So of course I'm not in politics, can't you tell? Because I'm sure you're thinking of a million reasons why driving through like a McDonald's wouldn't be the ideal situation, but why not? Why not on that day think about what already is available, like a drive-through with two or three windows, and just say, hey, come through here and we'll have an official person do that. So I thought That's a brilliant idea. That was a brilliant idea. I'm sure there are a million things that you'd like to say about that. But then again, this morning, I got another interesting tidbit in preparation for today's show. And somebody said to me, are you going to be talking about what happens if the president decides, given he doesn't win the election, decides that he's not going to move out of the White House? And I was looking at this and I turned to the person and I said, no, that is that a thing? Is that like, are people like talking about that? Is that a thing? And then I said, I got to switch gears. I mean, that might be a thing, but I really have to switch gears. And I have to focus on what is in front of us. How can I get myself prepared to make an informed decision about how I will vote, who I will vote for, and what that comes to mean for me? And so I did some researching and I went to the convention site, right? And I looked at the frequently asked questions. So I went in there and it tells you what the dates are, how you can watch it, how to get involved. So I went through all those things, right? And as I went through them, I started to say, where do I find out what the key issues are? Hold on, I'm looking here. Can you see it in my eyeglasses? So I'm going down here and I'm looking. Okay, that's that. Scroll down. Maybe my producer can help me. How the business safety measures? Okay, speakers. Okay, they're going to Milwaukee. Okay, that's good. Okay, proceed. Well, okay. All right, that didn't answer my question. So let me hop over to news. Okay, what is this saying? Announce highlights from opening night. Okay, let's take a look at this. Here we go. Monday, August 17th from 9 to 11. We the people, that is the theme. That's the theme for today. We the people. So who's going to do one of the introduction to We the People? Gavelin, Eva Longoria. So look at me. I'm getting you all excited now, right? And now there's a preamble, right? It's the U.S. Constitution. Convention Chair Honorable Bernie Thompson. There we go. Gavel down. Go to call to order. Pledge of Allegiance, of course. National Anthem, of course. Invocation. Yeah. Reverend Gabriel is going to bring that in. Remarks. The Honorable Gwen Moore. Great. We the people. And so we the people is the theme for today. And we've got remarks, we've got talk speeches, we've got Andrew Cuomo, we've got healthcare workers on the front lines going to be joining it. And then the Honorable Gretchen Whitmer, of course, the governor of the state of Michigan, whose basically life was threatened. But then I saw a name. And I started to look at this. So this is what got my attention. What is this? What am I reading? Christy Whitman. I met Christine Whitman in New Jersey because my best friend's dad was in the government in New Jersey. And Christy Whitman, there she was. She represented the county. But she also, by the way, worked in the administration of George Bush before she didn't. But what is this now? We the people putting country over party. Have I ever seen this before? Let me think. Honorable Christy Whitman, Meg Whitman, the Honorable Susan Molinari. Wait a minute. John Kasich. So here we go. Here we go, people. I don't think that I've seen this kind of thing before. But then United We Stand. So next, what you have is the list of the candidates that were running for president. And so in comes the names of these nominees. So you have Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. By the way, Senator Gillibrand, I want to thank you for all of the work you've done for women and women's rights. Then our governor, Jay Inslee. And when Governor Jay Inslee says he has a plan for climate control and greening the planet, he really does mean it. Amy Klobuchar, right? Beto O'Rourke, Tom Steyer, Andrew Yang. Where's Elizabeth? Where is Elizabeth Warren? So I'm thinking to myself, where's Elizabeth? All right, so we go on. We the people. We the people recovering. What does that mean? We the people recovering. Who's going to do that? Remarks, the Honorable Bernie Sanders. There we go. Member of the U.S. House of Representatives, Louisiana, the Honorable Cedric Richmond. Then that's we the people recovering. So I can't wait to hear what that is, because I don't know, are we recovering from alcohol, addiction? What is that? Then next, it's we the people rise. Keynote remarks, Michelle Obama. Performance, can't wait for this, Billy Porter and Stephen Stills. I wonder if they're going to go together. Then the benediction, Dr. Jerry Yang. So this is the first day of the Democratic National Convention. How's that going to feel? How's it going to feel? Is it going to be anyone in the halls? So those of us that know what it's like to talk to a digital audience, we know. In my case, I started my first digital show 16 years ago, so I know what it's like to talk to people you hope are watching you. This is going to be the evolution for folks right here. This is going to be something they've never done before. This is revolutionary, never done before. This for sure is about stepping on a stage unlike any stage they've ever been on before. And so I want to say this about this convention, Republican convention, any other conventions, any people that are now out in the world making a statement for who they are, what they believe. This is new territory. And my advice, in case anybody ever asks me, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Anytime we let our true selves show up, it doesn't matter if there's one person listening or a million. But if this really is about uniting America, then speak to that. Speak to everyone. Speak to people that may have not decided what party they want to be affiliated with. Speak to people that thought, out of all the candidates that they could have voted for, maybe it's that candidate that got out of the race very, very early. Speak to the people. Because if you don't speak to the people, you can't unite the people. You can't be we the people if you're not speaking to the hearts of people. So to earn the soul of the people, you must be able to look in to the eyes of the soul and understand the depth and the breadth of what people are experiencing right now, and be willing to go to any length, and no matter what, be willing to represent the soul of America. But most importantly, please understand there's a heart, and the heart of America will be watching. I'm Dr. Pat. Thanks for listening to Power Up.
Are you fired up? Thank you for listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat Basile, Unleashed, Unshaken, Unstoppable. If you missed any part of this show, subscribe to the podcast on the drpatshow.com or search Power Up Radio on any of your favorite podcast platforms.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.